Well, the Green New Deal is a response to our climate crisis. Last year, a major climate science report stated that the only way to avoid severe climate disruption is to have rapid, far-reaching, and unprecedented changes in all aspects of society. And the Green New Deal is a response to that call. Well, it's been generated out of, in a sense, a kind of frustration. We've known about climate change for 30 years, and virtually nothing's been done. And so it's gotten to, if we started 30 years ago, we could have made nice, small, safe changes and move ourselves to a clean energy economy. But it's gotten so late that we've got to do something really transformational in a short period of time. And it's really accomplished, at this point, it's accomplished two things. First of all, if you look back to the year 2000 when Al Gore was running, how often has climate change been discussed in presidential elections? Virtually never. And now it's a central issue for the first time. And the other is that the Green New Deal is such a powerful proposal that it has forced Republicans to come up with counterplans. In the past, by and large, they've avoided having any kind of plan to deal with the climate crisis. But now there's some movement on their part. So it has changed the narrative, changed the discussion about our climate crisis.
And you're going to be making a presentation on Earth Day, and I believe the intent is to try and clarify some points?
Yes, there has been a lot of misinformation and even wild claims about the Green New Deal. And it's a complex proposal. So this presentation will go through the basic points of it, what it is and what it isn't, what it says and what it doesn't, and then talk about arguments in favor of it, criticisms of it, and some of the alternatives that have been proposed. And then the audience will have plenty of time to share their views on this.
What are a couple of the key points that you might be making?
Well, in a sense, the basic goal is to get to zero net carbon emissions as early as possible, ideally by 2030. And that involves transforming our electricity grid to primarily wind and sun, our transportation system so that it's run on electricity instead of fossil fuels. But in addition to these environmental aspects of it, it is also a jobs program. There are millions of jobs waiting to be created if we put ourselves into moving to a clean energy economy. Instead, our government today is trying to hold up 19th century jobs in coal. And so this is a way to positively respond to the climate crisis and create a stronger economy in the process.